It's long been accepted that older women face a greater risk of giving birth to a child with a genetic disorder like Down syndrome. Now, evidence is growing that older fathers may have a higher risk of having a child with a brain-related disorder such as schizophrenia or autism. Samantha Donovan reports.
Over the last few years, researchers both here and overseas have found a link between older dads and children with schizophrenia and autism. Professor John McGrath is with the Queensland Brain Institute.
We're wondering what the mechanism might be, and our best bet has been that there's more mutations in the germ cells that make sperm as men age compared to women who undergo a set number of divisions. And that's what we've been looking at.
Mice were used in the study because they share with humans many of the genes and features of brain development.
Now, clearly mice don't get schizophrenia or autism, but we did a very simple experiment where we looked at two ages of fathers in the male mice, the young dads versus old dads, and then we looked at their offspring and looked at the genetic makeup of those offspring. And that's what we found, that the offspring of older dads had a much higher risk of having a particular type of genetic mutation.
Do you know why?
Development of the gametes or the reproductive cells in men and women are different. So for women, when they make their eggs, that those cells undergo about 22, 23 cell divisions, whereas in the male, the germ cells that go on to make sperm keep dividing every 16 days after puberty. Each time a cell divides, there's a slight chance of making a mistake or an error. And so if you look at sperm from older men, then they're more likely to have those mutations.
Professor McGrath acknowledges that care needs to be taken when interpreting the implications of a mice study for humans.
But I think we need to examine this issue in humans. And the good news is that the ability to sequence human genomes is becoming cheaper, and there'll be many, many more genomes sequenced with enough fidelity and precision to look at this particular type of mutation in the years to come. But I think that the evidence is mounting that the biological clock ticks for men as well as women.
John McGrath says it's too early, though, to warn men to think twice about fatherhood later in life.
But I think the field now appreciates that there could be problems ahead. What's happening around the developed world and also developing countries is that we are delaying parenthood due to extra education and lifestyle choices. And now the picture is emerging that we have a problem, that the offspring of older dads may have an increased risk of disorders like schizophrenia and autism. And these are very, very serious disorders. They're hard to treat. They tend to have lifelong disability. And I think the field is desperately looking for ways to prevent and reduce the incidence of these disorders. If more evidence accumulates in the years ahead, then it may well be, there will be recommendations about optimal time for men to have their children as well as women.
Professor McGrath says it's too early to say what that optimal time may be. The University of Queensland research is published today in the journal Transitional Psychiatry.
Samantha Donovan reporting.